Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In 1847, John Banfill, a retired colonel who would later become Minnesota's first state auditor, wanted to get away. So he ventured to what is now Fridley to put together a quiet little summer home. But as any realtor would tell you, it's all about location. And Banfill had built his getaway in the path of the Red River Oxcart Trail. No problemo. Banfill was a man of ambition, and with a little enterprise and a lot of elbow grease, he converted his home to a hotel. The Oxcart Trail was populated by fur traders and frontier merchants, and they became Banfill's lodgers. In 1852, the proprietor added a post office to satisfy his customers' desire for news and a general store to keep them supplied with munchies. Banfill eventually sold the inn, and by the 1870s, it was converted to a farm. Today, the building houses the Banfill Locke Center for the Arts, where trade is done not in furs, but in fine art.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.